Live from Robin's Nest and the Highwayman's Lodge, it's Punky.
This is Punky. This is Punky.
Gooper, Gooper.
Hello.
Well done, you found Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
And as threatened last week, it's not a tooth special. But we're cracking off in style. This is the Highliners. This is the dentist song.
I went to the dentist the other day. When you got there, what did he say? Open up, let's have a look. Then he got his dentist book. We're riding along to the old dentist chair. He turned his book to 32. He said that I will not hurt you. Then he got his bag of tools. He looked back in his book of rules. We're riding along the road in this chair. Oh! 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 Got a great big drill. He drilled and he drilled and he made me ill. When he finished, he drilled some more. He drilled and he drilled and he made me sore. Riding along the drill and his chair. Story is sad but true. It happened to me, it could happen to you. But if you want to laugh at a joke, go to the dentist, he's a good bloke. And we're riding along the good old dentist chair.
So that was the Highliners and the Dentist song from their first album, which I think I've got in front of me. I have. Their first album, Bound for Glory, which came out, 1986 or something. Maybe 87. Long, long time ago. And that song was... it was the tooth, the whole tooth and nothing but the tooth, wasn't it, Tone? It was. I'm not convinced that we said at the start of the show who we were. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
You're listening to Project Marv Underneath Us right now, because I quite clearly haven't changed the beds like I should have done. What's the Highliners MySpace page, Tony?
MySpace.com/TheHighliners?
No, it's MySpace.com/TheHighlinersOfficial. But they haven't got much of an online presence, really. A few sort of band don't, really. They tend to just sort of manifest themselves at live gigs and everyone finds out about it. I don't really know a lot more than that. They've got another album out that isn't really good. They told me that themselves. and they are very slowly working on some new stuff. And when I say very slowly, it's taking years. But hi to Luke and hi to Stretch and the rest of them, and I hope you're doing well. So, yes, how are your break? We should recap the first time listeners, shouldn't we? I've been having ongoing problems with my teeth, and you just had braces fitted, and we're old men.
Yeah.
we shouldn't be having this. So, how are your braces, anyway?
Yeah, all right. It's the second week now, and starting to be able to eat a bit more, not really making as many strange whistling noises with my mouth.
Right.
But, yeah, not so bad. But it was the eating that was a big problem, because you just can't, certain things you can't eat, or you have to change the way you eat everything and cut things into small pieces and be kind of sensible. And I just kind of film my face and carry on. Whereas mine's like, you know, I'm losing weight, that's one thing. I've lost quite a bit of weight. So I'm not pigging out like a fat bastard.
Well,
yeah.
Well, my teeth and gums are fine now.
Good.
For the time being, for another week. I live to chew another day.
Nice.
So, look, we're making this show a day or two early for various reasons, not least of which I've got to go to Norway again in a couple of days. So we haven't got all the material together that we would have normally for a show, but we've still got plenty of great music for you. It's going to be fine. Next track straight away. And I've got to say a big thank you to Vice Squad. Like, you know, Vice Squad, you know, they weren't one of the original punk bands, but they're in the second wave and they've been there all the way through, 30 years good or whatever it is. And they're one of these bands that they've never, ever given up or forgotten about their fans. And they're really brilliant, because every once in a while, just on Facebook or wherever it is, they'll post a free track to download. And I think it's really great when bands do that. They've got so much material that every once in a while, they'll just post a free track, and they did it last week. And I said, right, we're going to play that this week. So we are. So actually, you can download this track from their website, which is
vicesquad.co.uk.
It is. It's Tony One Pointed Being the Internet One. This is Princess Paranoia. Listening to the Cemetery Surfers underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
Have you got any Facebook comments for us?
I do.
Andy?
Yeah. Thanks for your Facebook comments so far this week. If you're on Facebook, please do leave us a comment on our wall. Easiest way to do this, go to facebook.com/punkyradio, like our page and leave us a comment. Alternatively, Google+, gplus.24/punkyradio. Well, you never know. It might work.
Look, I'll tell you what, I've got my guitar next to me, right?
Okay.
I think your Facebook section should have a little intro from me on guitar and singing on Facebook. Ready?
All right.
Here he goes. Facebook,
Nice.
Yeah.
Got a few comments this week. Thanks again. Do leave us a comment, as mentioned. Right. Jeff Oglishoes, in response to last week's show, says, good show. Thanks for playing Impatient Youth. Oh, and don't blame us Yanks for Mel Gibson. Australia created him. We just got stuck with their discarded crap. And P.S. I noticed Tony has become less effeminate. Maybe he should be the newest action star taking Mel Gibson's place. Tony Hearn in the Beer Warrior. Yeah, thanks, Jeff. I don't know, I think with the braces, I think I'm slightly more feminine now. I think I've kind of gone backwards.
I'd love to see you in a film called Not Very Mad Max.
Yeah. Miffed Max.
Disjuffed Tony.
But cheers, Jeff.
Yeah, cheers, Jeff.
And Mark Berglund's been in touch. He says, holy crap, I got so far behind on Punky. Been listening to at least 6 hours of Punky a week. My mind has been exploded from all the epicness that is Punky. Loving the variety of different genres as well. Keep it rocking. Thanks, Mark Berglund.
Yeah, thank you, Mark. And the thing is, first off, anyone who listens to Punky Radio for 6 hours needs sectioning.
Yeah.
And yeah, I mean, we seem to have an increasing variety of genres, don't we? And I accept that we've become a bit less punk, but
yeah,
there's still plenty of punk going on, and I hope you enjoyed the Vice Squad track. And there is another classic punk, well, actually there's another two classic punk songs in this show this week, so you'll be alright.
Cool, that's it for Facebook.
Oh right, well, I need to do the end music for Facebook then.
Oh cool,
so here goes. Ready?
Yeah.
Facebook.
Nice.
Yeah, thanks. Gonna get on with the next track now, and thank you very much to Rattlin' Bone for sending us this through. This is a cover version that they've got licensed, so it's alright, we can play it. I've been describing them as if Tom Waits was in a bad mood, haven't I?
Oh yeah, yep.
So any Tom Waits fans out there are gonna love this. Yesterday is here.
Top hat on your head, meal upon the table and a blanket on the bed. But today's gray skies, tomorrow is tears. You'll have to wait till yesterday's here. Well, I'm going to New York City, I'm leaving on a train. And if y'all wanna stay, just wait till I come back again. Do remember as
as I disappear tonight. That today is gray skies, tomorrow is tears. You'll have to wait till yesterday's here. La 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 la.
So that was Rattling Bone and a new track called Yesterday Is Here. Tony, I think you'll agree it's suitably sleazy.
Yep.
What is their website?
Rattlingbone.com.
It is indeed. Mm. And Rattling without the G, RATTLINBone.com. Tony 2, poorly being an internet one. It's sort of each time they do a new track, they send it to us. And I'm really, really pleased because I really like to play them. I know that their music, against a lot of the stuff we play, it's quite slow, but I just think it really fits in with this show, and I really, really like it, and thanks ever so much for sending that through. You're listening to Dr. Slagglebury underneath us right now this week. Thanks for doing a great job on the beds, Tony.
That's okay.
I'm not even going to ask you what you did last week. I've had another idea. I've got a new way to do this.
Okay.
So what have you been doing with the house?
The loft conversion started last week, so that's been happening. We had the new kitchen floor laid, and some of the pipes are put in for the plumbing, and then this week it's continuing on with loft conversion, and again more steel going in and that kind of stuff. We're having an argument with the council.
That's nice.
Because they want to charge us council tax from day one, and I was under the impression that if your house is empty then you don't pay it, but they say you do, so we're having to argue with them and get the inspector around to check the house is not habitable. And seeing the fact we've got no water, no toilet, no kitchen, no floors.
I think that's right. I don't think you do have to yet. I think you do get some grace on it.
Well, the problem is if someone dies in it and it's left empty, I think you get 6 months after they died free. And then, but because we just bought it, you know, so day one from when we bought it, they're charging us full 50% council tax. We want zero because we're greedy like that.
I'd have thought 50% would be about right, wouldn't it?
It is, but it's not habitable at all. So we're just leaving it empty on purpose. But that's what they're saying as well. You know,
yes, well, I don't want to have an argument with you as well, Tony, because you're
sorry,
it's Jeff Tony. This could be the plot for your Mad Max. Mad Max council tax.
Beyond tax.
Bad tax. I got up to all sorts.
Yeah?
Yeah, I drove down to Devon on Friday afternoon, picked up a couple of acts from London. We'd arranged it. Okay. And then we drove down to the Old Market in Holsworthy, where we did the Holsworthy New Comedian of the Year competition. And and once again, I drank 125% proof Walter Hicks rum until I couldn't stand up anymore. And I sort of had a shot before each act and a couple of shots at the end, and I was having a few pints of Betty Stogg's beer as well, and I got so wobbly drunk after the show that I just had to go directly to bed. I had an early night.
Wow.
I think I was in bed before midnight because I just couldn't. I was just in one of those happy wobbly, ooh, look at me, I can't talk, I'm off. And just for once went and did the right thing. Went to bed early, had a lovely night's sleep, woke up about 10:30 the next morning, felt fine. Brilliant. Then on Saturday, we drove to Stroud to the subscription. Have you ever been to Stroud?
No. Where is it?
Stroud is very close to Gloucester.
Okay.
And it's also full of some of the strangest looking people I've ever seen in my life. It's got, not at the gig itself, everyone who came to the gig was fine, but just walking around town, there's just a load of agricultural inbred. We went in this pub and I saw the hairiest man I've ever seen.
Okay.
It's like that. It's like the League of Gentlemen. He didn't have long hair. He just had short hair and a beard and eyebrows. You know, like a lot of people with short hair and beard. Except these short hair, beard and eyebrows were so thick, they all nearly joined. It was just like, and you just find it, the other acts that were going, I've never been anywhere like this in my life. But anyway, we had a great time. Absolutely great fun, and thanks to everyone at the subscription rooms, and hopefully we'll do the gig again there next year. And then I drove back after the gig, so I was again sensible, got in about 2 o'clock this morning, had a good night's sleep, been mucking about all day today, and when we've made Punky, I'm going to see a blues band, and then, oh, nice. And then I'll tell you about what I'm doing the rest of the week in the second half of the show. But I think we ought to get on with the next song. What do you reckon?
I think that sounds a good idea.
Right, well hello to the 99ers, who are out of Minneapolis, St. Paul in Minnesota, and this is their fourth album out now, called Move It, which is just out recently. They recorded it a while ago, but it's out just recently. Anyway, what is the 99ers website?
The99ers.com. I can't remember it.
That's right, you can't.
Yeah, no.
The99ersband.com. 99 right. Being the number 99, so it's THE99EOSband.com. You find out more about them there. This is a bit of sort of pop punk rock and roll, I'd call it, with a little bit of rockabilly thrown in. Listen out after this track to a song that couldn't be more different, and I'll tell you about the track that couldn't be more different after it's happened, but right now enjoy this. This is They Came, They Saw, They Rocked.
Like a shot fox.
Yeah.
listening to the Guana Bats underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was The Burnouts and a song called No Erection, No Love.
Nice.
Yeah. I'm just checking that is the right title. Yes, it is. And it's from... Now, I don't know whether you remember, but one of the things that sort of got us into doing punk in the first place was an album called Pushing Scandinavian Music to the Man, Volume 3. Which featured Sweatmaster, I Am a Demon, and I Love Rock and Roll. And that's sort of got us going on a European kick on Punky Radio as much as then, on our old show and then on Punky Radio as well. And I finally got around to getting Volumes 1 and 2 off Amazon. And I was listening to Volume 2 the other day and I heard this track and went, oh, we're playing now. This is old, it's old-fashioned punky, that. Bank of the Burnouts. I don't think they're going anymore. They did have a website, which was theburnouts.dk, suggesting they're from Denmark, but that's defunct. So, and there's other bands in other parts of the world called The Burnouts. So I think, basically, that's just a song to enjoy.
Okay.
If you have any more information about The Burnouts, do email paulieb@punkyradio.com, type in your email, Burnouts, like I don't get those every day. I will furnish the rest of the listening public with more information when it happens. But I just wanted to play it, and I would suggest that there'll be one or two other bands on these CDs that aren't around anymore. But I am going to play a couple of tracks off them over the coming weeks because they're great. Really, really good songs. So no points there. So it stays at 2-2.
Okay.
All right, if that's okay with you. Mm-hmm. Now then, have you got any gigs for us?
I do.
That must mean it's time for Tony's International Gig Guide.
12 bar. Yep. Another week, another few gigs at the 12 bar club. Again, it's still on Denmark Street in London, and there's something on most nights, but I'm just going to read the weekends out as per the norm. This Friday, the 11th of May, The Witch Doctors, and more to be announced. It's a Bonnie and Clyde's Renegade Rendezvous night. So, should be a great night.
It comes with our seal of approval straight away.
Yeah. How much do you think?
£6.
It is.
Excellent.
Saturday night, 12th of May, it's Tom's 50th birthday bash. It's London Calling night, and it's Menace, The Angry Agenda, 16 Guns, Rage DC, Emergency Bitter, and Violation 69. Sounds full on, and it will be
a full on punk night. And it's nice to know that MySpace Tom is being recognised after all this time.
How much do you think?
£6.
It is.
Excellent.
And finally, Sunday night, 13th of May, John Meldrum and Supports. How much do you think?
Oh, see, it's the Sunday that gets me every time, isn't it? Five.
Yes.
Come on.
Nice.
3 out of 3, 665, and I feel alive. If you get the chance, do go down the 12 Bar Club, Denmark Street. Brilliant. Brilliant venue. Really good fun. It's the kind of venue that you can lose your friends in really easily.
Cool.
I like places like that. And it's got the most absurdly small balcony of any venue I've ever been to. And you can dangle your legs over the edge of it and you can nearly kick the people on stage in the face. Such a funny little band room, because like there's a bar area that's bigger than the ring. It's just great. Just go down there and see it yourself. It's one of the best venues in London. And there's quite a few of them.
Yeah. That's it.
Right. So it's time to change track yet again. This has come through from Voodoo Rhythm Records, and thanks very much to Beatman for sending these through. He was playing in London last weekend, Reverend Beatman, with Delaney Davidson. I, of course, couldn't go. I was in the West Country. But this is an artist called Menick, who used to be in Xeno Tornado and the Bony Google Brothers, who we played on the show a few years back. And this is sort of uncomplicated acoustic blues, but you know what, it's really nice. The album's really good, and it's just a really cool album. I think you'll like it. And I've picked the track, not necessarily the track that would be the best one for punky, but I've picked the one with the best title for punky, if you see what I mean.
Yeah.
What I know is, Tony, I'll ask you this now, what's Menick's SoundCloud page?
SoundCloud.com/Menick?
No, it's SoundCloud.com/Menick-deep-country-blues. And on there you can hear a lot of the tracks, but I think, I've got a feeling a lot of them aren't the same versions that are on this album. But anyway, you can hear quite a lot of the album on that SoundCloud page, so do check it out. Paulie B and Internet 3, Tony 2, this is Lay Some Boot In.
Lay some boot in, lay some boot in, lay some boot in, come down hard on the heels of, come down hard on, come down hard on, come down hard on, this ain't no big deal now. Man, dead and gone. All got some juice again. All got some juice again. All got some juice again. In my grave, getting up, getting high, getting low, getting beaten, 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 getting. Lay some boot in, lay some boot in, lay some boot in, come down hard on your heels out. Come down hard on, come down hard on, this ain't no big deal. Again, rise from my grave. All causing teeth again. All causing teeth again. All causing teeth again. In my grave, getting up, getting high, getting low, getting beaten, 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 getting up.
You're listening to the Planet Smashers underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Medic, Lace and Booting. We will play another track of that album in a few weeks' time, if I remember. As I say, it's quite nice against a lot of the stuff we play, but I think it fits in. And fuck it, it's our show.
yeah, true.
Now then, in a change to the policy again, I'm going to ask you simply, what's happening with the house this week?
So still coming with the loft conversion, and then the plasterer should come in on Friday, and then Friday, Saturday, Sunday the heating system's going in, so new boiler, all new radiators and all new pipe, and hopefully then the electric should be probably finished by then as well.
Cool.
Possibly. And starting the bathroom probably the week after.
Right. Well, I'm going to Norway on Tuesday.
Nice.
And I'm going to be having a couple of meetings while I'm there with people to do with stand-up comedy shows. So you never know, I might have some exciting news in a week's time, I might have none. They tend to be fairly relaxed in terms of getting back to me, these Norwegians.
Okay.
Nothing seems to happen very quickly. So anyway, I'll be doing that. I'll get back Friday morning, and then Friday evening I'm doing my comedy show in Hitchin at Woodside Hall, and then Saturday in Letchworth at Letchworth Arts Centre. More information about those on lastminutecomedy.com, but they feature two really good friends of mine from the comedy circuit, Silky and Matt Welcome, and I'm really looking forward to the weekend because it's like three blokes who are mates doing a comedy show. It's going to be a very sort of social, most of my weekends are social, Tony, but it's going to be a very social weekend, you know. I think lots of fun will be had, so if you're in the area, do try and get down. And then am I doing anything on Sunday? Yes, and then I'm in the recording studio again on Sunday.
Oh, right. Wow.
Yeah, I know, but I'll be going in with Marbles. So we'll try and get finished the things we didn't get finished last time, and may remix my Norwegian disco number, because I've had some more ideas for it.
Awesome.
Yeah. So that's my week planned. Now, you know how I played your Rattling Bone song third, and I said it was sleazy?
Yeah.
Next band on, band called Sleaze.
Cool.
It's Sleeze, and they're from Rockford, Illinois. And I'm going to tell you right now, I haven't got a website for them. They're a new band. I don't know whether they've got a newish band. I don't know whether they've got a website out yet. But one of the members of the band, Isaac, did send his phone number.
Oh, that's nice.
But I don't really want to give his phone number out on air. But yeah, if you do want to get in touch with them after hearing this song, email me and I will provide you with a phone number that you can call them on if you want to. So we'll have more of a chat afterwards. But anyway, this is Love to Hate.
I think I'm going insane, but I can't.
You're listening to Mustang Lightning underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the bed this week, Tony.
That's okay.
As I say, I haven't got a website for Sleaze, or I couldn't find one. But that is their new single, Love to Hate, which is out right now. So if you type in Sleaze, S-L-E-Z-E, and type in Love to Hate as well, you'll find out the information you need and you should be able to get hold of that track. Now, Tony, have you got a twat?
No. No.
Well, I sort of have.
Okay, good. Right.
Maybe you could remind people what they're supposed to do.
Yeah. If you do have a twat to nominate, please do email me, tony@punkyradio.com. I want the twat's name, where they're from, and a reason. It's that simple. There is a twat out there. I know it. So please do email me now. Thank you.
Yeah. Now, I have got a twat of sorts, because at the subscription rooms in Stroud on Saturday night, the audience were brilliant. They were fantastic. And then two-thirds of the way through the show, so four acts in, and bearing in mind it's a competition with six acts, four acts got a great crowd, and then these two guys came in, and they sat down at the front, and while I was on stage, they were fine, and then I put an act on, and they started shouting at this act, just shouting at him, just heckling, constantly, drunk guys, heckling. Anyway, the poor guy, these are new acts, and they haven't necessarily played a big room, and they don't really know how to deal with hecklers that well, and the guy struggled a little bit. It's a shame, because he's really got some really nice stuff. So anyway, when he came off, I said to these guys, look, right, you've missed the start of the show, it's absolutely fair enough, but we don't want heckling at this show, if you don't mind. These are new acts in a competition, etc. And the audience on side said, so look, if it's all right, will you just not say anything? And this guy went, yeah, really sorry, won't say anything. Like, great, right, here's the next one. Put the next bloke on, the fucking idiot started shouting again, like I hadn't spoken to him. All so right. I then went over to him while this guy's on and said, look, you've got to be quiet. And he went, oh, right, yeah, sorry, I am sorry. And he appeared to mean it, so I walked off again. Started shouting at the guy again. And the thing is, I didn't want to disrupt this next guy too much, because, you know, he's in a competition. So I left him to deal with the bloke, and he did all right with him, and it was okay. And then these guys, I said, look, you've got to shut up, or you're going to have to leave. And they went, yeah, sorry about that. We'll be fine on this. Really, really sorry. So I walked off again, and I put on a guest act while the judges did the scoring. Started fucking shouting at the guest act as well. So anyway, I don't wish bad things happen to people, but if this bloke got a pasting at the end of the show, I wouldn't have minded. Take that.
Yeah.
So if it's all right, I'm going to put him forward as a twat, can I?
I think that's fine.
Right, so I will give a bit more detail about him now, so it's right. So the bloke in the white shirt who'd been working in the O2 shop and had then gone out and get pissed and then thought he was really funny to come in and disrupt a comedy show that was going perfectly well from the subscriptions rooms, Stroud, is a twat. Yeah, there you go. So if you have a twat, please do email Tony, tell him all about it. Now, just before the last song.
Yeah.
Hey, we lost the Beastie Boy last week.
Oh, I know. Yeah.
Which I should think Steph was pretty upset about.
She was, yeah. She's a massive Beastie Boys fan.
Yeah, so I can't play anything by the Beastie Boys. I don't have the rights to. But for all you Beastie Boys fans out there, get out license to Ill, and you know that you've got the right to have a pie.
Yeah.
Just, and I hope he's gone to the right place, basically, and my condolences to the family and the rest of the Beastie Boys, etc. It's a sad loss. Now, on lighter news, because I thought I was going to have a sad loss last week in the shape of my tooth, I went in the studio last Wednesday and I recorded what I'm quite pleased to say could easily have been quite a nice little EP, but it's actually four tracks that are going to be on my new album. We play a Dentist song at the start, so I thought I'd play a Dentist song at the end. I don't really want to say too much about it. I want you to just hear it unfold. But what I will say, Tony, first of all, is what is my website?
Which one? Your comedy one?
Well, what is my website?
Lastminutecomedy.com.
It is. Which means, I think, it's 3-all, isn't it?
I think it is.
It is. Which is an improvement on the 8-0 whitewash last week.
So
this is a song by me, and I'll tell you what it's called at the end of the song. It won't make a lot of sense to people outside of the UK, I don't think. But I'm quite pleased. I'm sorry to show off, but I'm quite pleased with this. I hope you like it anyway.
Oh, I wish I'd looked after me teeth.
I've just been to the dentist because my teeth were knackered. He said I couldn't have any more Aeros toffees or cream crackers. I had a plaque build-up and receding gums, and I had cavities. And if I didn't start cleaning properly, it was a liquid diet for me. No solids! He said scrubbing my teeth twice a day and too late regular flossing would only stem the inevitable with antiseptic mouthwashing. He lectured me in oral hygiene as I sat in his chair. Then he asked how things had got this bad. I said, I blame Panairs. I blame Panairs. I blame Panairs. Because she did that poem in her stupid voice that I just thought was funny. I didn't realise it was serious. You wouldn't get Joe Pasquale to tell us we'd gone to war. You wouldn't pull out yoga to promote famine relief. Mickey Mouse would not come on to warn us about the recession. So why on earth was Panairs the one to tell me about my teeth? Why couldn't we have had James Earl Jones warning us about tooth decay? Because if Darth Vader would say, clean your teeth, I'd have scrubbed them twice a day. Instead we got that gormless Wurzel reading out of a book. If I was a Yorkshireman, I'd say my teeth are fucked. I blame Panairs. I blame Panairs. I blame Panairs.
I blame Panairs.
I blame Panairs.
I blame Panairs.
I blame Panairs. I blame Panairs. I blame Panairs. I blame Panairs. I blame Panairs. I blame Panairs. I blame Panairs. I blame Panairs. I blame Panairs. I blame Panairs. I blame Panairs. I blame Panairs. I blame Panairs. I blame Panairs. I blame Panairs. I blame Panairs. I blame Panairs. Fucking Wurzel. I blame Panairs. Oh, I wish I looked after me teeth. If I get hold of you, Pam, I'm gonna fucking smash him in.
So that was me.
Nice.
And the song called I Blame Panairs, which I wrote last Tuesday and recorded on Wednesday. I didn't muck about.
And it was broadcast it now.
Yeah, and it's already been played. So that's right. I'll probably never listen to it again now. But that was only a sort of, that wasn't the final mix. So if it was a bit all over the place or you couldn't hear bits that you should have been able to, it's because it's not the final mix of it. It was just a rough mix so we could play it this week. So yeah, that was that anyway. And the song called I Blame Panairs. And if you're wondering who Panairs is, if you look up Panairs and I Wish I'd Looked After My Teeth, which is a poem that she used to do all the time on the telly, that you will understand my angst. That's about it. Maybe you could just say to people once again, Tony, about the internet shows that, sorry, the internet stations that carry this show.
Yep, sure. We're on three different internet stations. We're on hussieskunk.com, that's HussieSkunk. Run three times a week. We're on the internet's Talk Superstation, TalkSuperstation.com, and finally we're on Pudunk, Pudunk Radio, PODUNK Radio.com.
Well done. I promise not to play anything by me next week. That's about it for this week. Hope you have a great time. Hope to see some of you in Hitchin and Letchworth next Friday and Saturday, or maybe one or two of you in Norway, you never know. Say goodbye, Toby.
Goodbye, Toby.
Apoom, apoom.